Alaska's oceans are acidifying at a troubling rate. Water samples collected this spring from the Bering Sea and the Gulf of Alaska show the problem is happening more quickly and is more severe than in warmer parts of the planet. And that could have big implications for Alaska's fisheries in the years ahead. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
When carbon dioxide is released into the air, it warms the earth, but much of it is sucked up into the ocean, where it lowers the water's pH level, increasing acidity.
I think this is very worrisome for Alaska.
Jeremy Mathis is an oceanographer at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He spent the last few years testing the pH levels in the Chukchi and Bering Seas and in the northern Gulf of Alaska. And the level of acidification he's finding is worse than he expected.
It does seem to be more accelerated in Alaska because of the colder water temperatures. Colder water can naturally hold more carbon dioxide, and the carbon dioxide is what's ultimately controlling the pH in the water.
Along with their cold temperatures, Alaska's oceans also absorb more carbon dioxide because they're so productive. In the spring, the oceans produce intense phytoplankton blooms that feed on carbon. Mathis says that creates a lot of organic matter in a very short amount of time.
And as that organic matter sinks down from the surface, it sort of rots like what terrestrial matter would rot, what we think of like organic matter rotting on land. This organic matter that's produced during these phytoplankton blooms ultimately turns back into carbon dioxide once it gets down sort of away from the surface.
That combination of accumulating carbon on the ocean floor from the plankton with an increase in human emissions of carbon dioxide into the air is what's causing the pH level to drop. And that's problematic for any organism that forms a shell, like crabs, clams, or much smaller creatures.
And these organisms have adapted their physiology to sort of exist at a pH level. And so as the pH drops in their environment, they have to expend energy to internally regulate their pH. They have to respond to this pH change that they're seeing. And if they're spending energy regulating their pH, then that's energy that they're not spending on growth and foraging and reproduction and their normal biological cycle.
Mathis says a favorite food of salmon, the pteropod, is going to be hit especially hard.
Due to the composition of their shells, they're probably going to be the first organism or one of the first organisms that are really going to have a negative impact or be negatively impacted from this additional acidification that's going on.
The pH levels are already low enough in Alaska waters to be corrosive to shell-building organisms, but Mathis says whether those effects have made it up the food chain to fish is harder to say.
But I think the potential is definitely there for this to be an impact issue today. This isn't the case of where we're going to talk about this as 100 years from now, an impact 100 years from now. I think this is an impact that we're going to see over the next decade that could potentially disrupt all the major fisheries in Alaska.
Acidification could lead to a decline in the body weight of fish or in their population numbers. Mathis is planning a new study on pollock to get a better handle on how fish will respond. He'll hatch and raise them in a lab under the type of acidic conditions expected in the oceans in the decades ahead. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.